W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Some residents of East Palestine, Ohio, say they've been getting sick in the 22 days since a chemical train derailment. Many don't believe officials who say the air and water are safe. The EPA's Deborah Shore spoke about the air this afternoon.
There have been no exceedances for residential air quality standards, and outdoor air quality remains normal.
Shore says removal of the contaminated waste is on hold while the EPA figures out where it should go. In Brussels, thousands of demonstrators have shown their support for Ukraine a day after the war hit the one-year mark. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is asking for more sanctions against Russia, even as the European Union announced additions to its list. This week's ice storm in Michigan has left hundreds of thousands of customers without lights and heat. In Detroit, DTE Energy's Matt Paul says it's restored power to more than half the 630,000 customers left in the dark.
We do expect to have a couple of very productive days today and tomorrow, and get the vast majority of our customers back.
About 120,000 California customers are without power because of turbulent winter weather. It's expected to taper off tonight, but Southern California rivers are already at dangerous levels, and officials there are worried about flooding. The National Weather Service says this is one of the strongest storms ever to hit Southwest California. A diabetes drug used for weight loss apparently has an undesired side effect.
Hashtag Ozempic Face is trending on TikTok with nearly 5 million views. Ozempic Face is a term used to describe the saggy or droopy look caused by the rapid weight loss from using the type 2 diabetes medicine. The skin changes, doctors say, are from nutrition and vitamin depletion that affect the collagen. Some people who have Ozempic Face are turning to filters and plastic surgery. Mara Rubin, CBS News.
Like many popular comic strips over the years, Dilbert once had its own TV series.
If we don't know what the product is, we'll never agree on its name. We'll have meeting after meeting after meeting. Everyone will want to have input because input is much easier than doing real work.
Dilbert disappeared from television more than two decades ago, and now it's quickly vanishing from the funny pages after creator Scott Adams described black people as members of a racist hate group from which white people should get away. Adams said that on his YouTube show, and while he now says he was trying to make a point about discrimination, the Washington Post, LA Times, USA Today Network, and Cleveland Plain Dealer are among the biggest papers that have announced they'll no longer carry Dilbert after tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. know we are local music. That is Astral Han. Song is called Control. Before that, we heard Psychedelica. They have an album dropping on March 18th. It's actually a custom LP. If you go to Astral Han on Facebook Rocker and take a look at the artwork on this album, is just incredible. I believe they're out of Milwaukee, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, check them out. Get their new album March 18th. This is going to be awesome. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Here with Rocker on a Saturday night. Rocker, we got some big news that we're going to drop on the people, man. That's happening next week. We got a big show announcement here on Max Inc. Radio that we're going to give to you next week. It is a live music show that I think you're going to want to take your mom to.
That's going to be awesome. Maybe my mom will come out for that.
I want Mama Rocker to come out. That would be awesome. So anyway, make sure you tune in next week. Whatever you do, don't miss next week's show. We'll give you a really cool concert announcement next week.
And Jimmy, we also have a little concert announcement we can make right now. Bill Jackson, he was a local kind of person around Madison that everybody knew, loved a lot of bands, and he passed away, so there's a memorial benefit show from Bill Jackson. It's going to be at the High Noon Saloon coming up on March 12th. That's a Sunday, so the doors open at noon. Music is from 1 to 4, and the bands are Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. Going to be a really good show. That's Cindy Set My Hair on Fire is a Stooges tribute band. Of course, I'm in Iron Plow playing drums, hard rock, and Super Tanker. Wow, they're just a really good band. We play them a lot here on Max Inc. Radio, Jimmy.
I don't know if you know this or not, Rocker, but I actually have... we're going to kick off Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of the new Iron Plow.
Oh, Jimmy. That's going to be fun.
That's at 10 o'clock tonight, man. And I got to tell you, man, I got to compliment you. The songs sound great, man.
Cherry Pit Studios.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric, he knows what he's doing. We still got quite a bit of show ahead of us, Rocker. What's happening?
Rock Onsen, Jimmy, Dennis Graham. We're going to be talking to him on the phone about the band application for the 2023 season for Rock Onsen. Lincoln Barr is going to be talking with Terry Barr just after 8:30. Devil's Lair, Dem Tes Fay, he's going to be telling us all about his new EP coming up and his new band and all kinds of good stuff happening with him. And Max Inc. Heavy with Jimmy K. and Rocker, that's at 10 p.m., Jimmy. And we're going to kick it off with Iron Plow. Everybody heard it now.
Yeah.
It's no longer a secret. Brand new Iron Plow is out there. And we're going to interview Fall to Rise, Betsy Rise.
Betty.
Betty Rise. I guess I got an S in there. We didn't know about. And Essential Last Crack at 11, Jimmy.
All right. Thank you, Rocker. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want to call up, say hi, maybe make a request or three. Love to play that local music for you. Original local music from Wisconsin. This band here has a show coming up at Mickey's tonight. Go say hi here in Madison. It's Rocket Bureau. Terrified on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tax Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Sync Radio, we are local music radio for pets and fake cats. Say that carefully. They're playing a show March 4th at the Crystal Corner Bar with proud parents. We got Dennis Graham from Rockonson coming up in just a couple of minutes. Have a chat with him. Talk about some garage band competition for the kids. These guys also have a show on March 4th at the Harmony Bar and Grill here in Madison with Aaron Moore and Aaron Scholes. It's Cribs Hitter, and She Barely Loves Me. It's a love song on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Go see Cribs Hitter in Madison on March 4th at the Harmony Bar and Grill. Max Inc. Radio, Sponsored by Weikert Realtors - Lake Point. Let us open the door to your future home. Stop into their office on Abbott Avenue on Madison's East Side. Find them online at Weikert-LakePoint.com. That's Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realties. And also Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. They're a locally owned restaurant. They have a great food menu. Of course, they have awesome beer because they make it right there. And coming up in the spring, they'll have... outdoor seating and a new microphone for Jimmy K. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Dennis Graham on Max Inc. Radio.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the state of Wisconsin. Hello, everybody listening on the Civic Media Radio Network. Did you get that app on your phone yet? Civicmedia.us is where you get all the details. Plus all the details on all the shows. Civicmedia.us, rocker.
Jimmy, Rockonson is a not-for-profit program, and it's a statewide garage band competition for 7th through 12th grade musicians of all musical genres, and they are form a group outside of school, a musical group. The garage band is the GarageBand competition is in its 19th year, and producer Dennis Graham Associates has teamed up with the Madison Area Music Association, a.k.a. the Mamas, Jimmy, to join the effort to provide opportunity to statewide youth musicians. The band application process for the 2023 season opens March 1st and ends April 30th, and on the phone with us to tell us all about Rockonson is founder Dennis Graham. Yeah. Dennis, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Boy, Rocker, how you doing? And thanks so much for letting me be on tonight. And Jimmy, good to see you as well.
Good to see you, man.
Appreciate the opportunity.
As promised.
Appreciate the opportunity.
As promised earlier, I'm drinking a beer for you right now.
Sorry, I can't be in the studio with you, but I appreciate that, man. As an Irishman, I appreciate it very much. But yes, and sir. I appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fandlin. Yeah. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Thanks, Dennis. Before you created Rockonson, you worked in the music industry producing music festivals, managing bands, working with the Wizard of Waukesha, Les Paul, and legendary guitarist Steve Miller. Tell us a little bit about Dennis Graham's musical journey.
Well, you know what? I've always been in love with music. I've seen thousands of bands. I was always the kid on the side watching the drummer, you being a drummer with Iron Plow, and sneaking in down at UW-Whitewater, you know, 60, 55 years ago, I should say, I'm long in the tooth to see the Turtles when I was 13 years old at UW-Whitewater. And cool bands like that. And I've had a very eclectic career from working on Capitol Hill in D.C. to, starting to get into helping out bands, taking bands down to South by Southwest with a reggae festival and other festivals, and working with cool guys like yourself with the Atwood Festival and that features these young bands. And it just kind of fell into, I always thought that there was really no forum out there, no showcase for young bands, 7th to 12th grade. You know, they can't play in bars. And so this has come to fruition now over 19 years. I have a great partnership with Summerfest, and I look forward to seeing, by the way, as you said, young 7th to 12th grade garage bands sign up at Rockonson, rockonsin.org, and you can catch us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and it's free to apply to send in your one song cover original video, and you may be one of the top 10 announced on May 15th. We close the application, start March 1, close on April 30th. Again, it's free. And all top 10 bands will get Shure microphones, and I can tell you about other prizes.
Yeah.
But you may be one of the 10 that get in to play a 20-minute showcase at the world's largest music festival, Summerfest.
So, Dennis, let's back up just a little bit, because we want to make sure that we understand. So, high school kids, give us the age limit again.
It's 7th to 12th grade. So, basically,
if they're in a band,
18-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if there's a kid out there listening to the show, they like local music, local rock, and they want to start a band. They got one going in their garage, and
yep.
So they should apply to this, right?
Absolutely, and you know, we've seen some awesome bands come through, and I know you guys got some tunes by the Diddy Makers mm-hmm. that were our runner up in 2022 from Walsall West High School, and we've had some great bands out of Madison's backyard. I mean, it's everybody from, you know, going back to the days of Distant Cousins, who are the Cuz now today, to everybody from Flying Fuzz. Those are heavy metal monsters. And by the way, last year, our first ever heavy metal group, Dead On, from Muskego High School, Sacrament, won it. And they were phenomenal. And then you got The Message and Brady Katarkis and his great funk outfit and Gabe Berdulis. Just a lot of great
Quick and Painless
bands that have come out of the Madison area and continue today to still perform. Another one was Quick and Painless. Now they're Mountain Air today. So just a lot of talent out there, and it's fun to be a part of, you know, promoting and encouraging these young bands.
Where do the majority of the kids come from, geography-wise, within the state of Wisconsin? Is it here in the Madison area, Milwaukee, up north?
Really, you know what? I mean, a real gold mine is the Eau Claire area, the Fox River Valley area, Madison, yes, Milwaukee land. But, I mean, last year we had bands, you know, coming from Ashland and Park Falls, Shawamigan High School, a little Stitious band. They were a great kind of horn-driven band, you know, to the Geology Club. Well, they played Rocker at your Atwood Festival.
You remember Geology Club.
Waukesha West High School. Yeah. Yep, yep. And, you know, to a band such as, you know, what we once had in Lake Mills and, in, like I said, Sacramento, Muskego. So they're from all over. Green Bay has had a lot of winners come out of that area, Wausau. So it's a menagerie of bands and of many different genres. We'll have everything from country to rock, of course. And, you know, we've only had one all-ladies band win it. That was Eminence. They were outstanding out of the central Wisconsin area. But, you know, we have reggae bands and rap, and you can... You know, we've had young bands, rap groups come in, but you can't steal Clyde Stubblefield's beats. There's no looping. There's no sampling. There's a great $8,000 kit up there at the Summerfest Johnson Control stage. But you only need to have at least two instruments. So we've had, you know, guys up and gals up, you know, spitting lyrics with just like a bass player and a drummer. You know, so it's all genres of music, and we see that in just a tremendous amount of talent.
I love the love throwing for Clyde. Get the drummer some, you know. Hey, Dennis, that's great.
Talk about
Rockonson's relationship with the Mamas. The Mamas are is both near and dear to all of our hearts. Talk about the Madison Music Association, or Madison Area Music Association.
Yeah, absolutely. The Madison Area Music Association, Rick Toit and Roy Elkins, who have been tremendous supporters of Rockonson. They are my 501c3 fiscal receiver. That's how I get support. I have 21 radio stations that are all in kind and 6 TV stations, but then I have those that give in kind, whether it's Sure Mics, and we could talk about that, or give a donation funding. And the Madison Area Music Association does tremendous things in putting instruments into the hands of young musicians and basically the age group that I'm talking about. And it's all about putting instruments in their hands and giving them lessons that you didn't have when I was going to Whitewater High School many, many years ago. And, you had now every, you know, school today has a drum kit. Which, you know, a rocker, I don't know if you were in high school, had a drum kit when you were going to high school. Mine didn't. But, you know, so, you know, I mean, I hung, you know, the marching band cymbals from a music stand here, and I had a snare drum, and that was about it, man. I played drums, too. But, you know, that's what it's all about, is giving opportunity to these young bands. And I will go back to every band that makes it as a state finalist, not only do they get a 20-minute showcase set, and they can play cover original, it doesn't matter, but they all get Sure Mics, one instrument, one vocal mic with cords. The winning band, fellas, get another Sure wireless vocal mic system. The winning and runner-up band, so last year's Sacrament from Muskego High School and the Diddy Makers, the runner-up, from Wausau West High School, they each had a 40-minute second set, and they played on the Briggs & Stratton Big Backyard stage. And then both of those bands had recording time at Mike Olson's Blast House Studios in Madison. 12 hours for the winner, as it'll be again this year, and 8 hours for the runner-up.
Wow. Fantastic.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's free. And I wish I could take more than 10, but it'll be over 2 days. Those days will be announced shortly. And so, yeah, we're really looking for the talent is amazing. I've seen so many bands from back in the early 60s, one-hit wonders, and some of these bands are better than those one-hit wonders that were coming through in the late 60s. So that's how talented some of these young musicians are.
It's absolutely magic. Absolutely magic. Dennis Graham from Rockonson. Dennis, we only got a minute left here. Please, one more time, just wrap it up in a big bow. How can people apply?
Sure.
Give us the important details there.
You bet. Okay, Rockonson is the band application period. Actually, we made the band application page live 3 days early. It's supposed to be open March 1st. It's open right now if you want to sign up. It's free. You're going to send in your one song original cover or one song. on video, either cover or original, does not matter. It doesn't matter what your genre of music is. And so we want you to send that in before the application deadline closes on April 30th. And on May 15th, we'll announce the top 10 bands that will play over 2 days at the state finals at the big gig at Summerfest. And again, you want to go to Rock Onsen, just like it sounds. It's a takeoff of Wisconsin. Rock Onsen, rockonsin.org. You can catch us on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. We're going to be putting up a lot of cool ads and pics and video of bands that have performed in the past. And so, yeah, we welcome any 7th to 12th grade Wisconsin musician in a band of two or more musicians. And again, guys, it can only be from Wisconsin. They're already trying to sneak in, man. The Gophers from Minnesota and the Illini down.
Dennis, my band Ironplow, you know, we look really young. Can we still try and join?
Well, you know what, man? Tuck your hair up under the cap if you still got some and see what happens. You know, you never know, bro.
Also, so, I feel responsible about out-of-staters contacting you because I've been insisted that Rockford is part of Wisconsin as far as the music scene is concerned, but that's me.
You know what it is. I mean, just Cheap Trick alone, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Hey, Dennis, it's great to chat with you. Congratulations, and we appreciate your work with what you do with the kids.
Thanks,
for
Dennis.
Rock Onsen, supporting the local music scene. And please, keep in touch as things happen. Get back on the show here. Get a hold of Rocker. All right, we'll get you back on, man.
Very good. Hey, Rocker and Jimmy K, thanks so much. And everybody there at 92.7 Mad Radio. And hey, Rock Onsen, Wisconsin Youth Garage Bands, rocking the Badger State, baby.
All right, let's do it. The Diddy Makers. These guys, were winners? Runners up last year, Dennis?
Runners up in 2022. They're a great rock outfit out of Wausau West High School. Very, very talented.
Yeah.
A group of guys. And you bet, man. They were a treat to see, and they put out They just recently put out an album, Diddy Making Volume 1.
We're going to play two tracks off of it.
Okay, cool. You can get it off of Spotify, Apple Music, all of the streaming services. So, yeah, Diddy Making Volume 1, the Diddy Makers, Wausau West High School. Very talented catch.
Absolutely. The pride of Bull Falls Radio, WXCO up in Wausau on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's the Diddy Makers on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Day comes to an end, I can see the sun slowly going down. It starts to descend again and the purple clouds come rolling around. And I can't stand being away from you. I hold you in the summer comes. Back on the road again, I got just under an hour till I get home. Street lights are racing by until we don't have to be alone. Summer comes, lit up by the fireflies, bright orange flames and violet skies, lights of the city burn 100 miles away. I can't see it in your eyes, the warm perfection of these lights. Why can't it always be this way? Violet reflections on the road, I promise dear, I'm almost home. Violet reflections on the road, promise, dear, I'm almost home. Dear, I'm almost home. Lit up by the fireflies, bright orange flames and violet skies. Lights of the stars are burning a million miles away. I can't see it in your eyes, the warm perfection of these. nights. Why can't it always be this way? Do I live reflections on the road? I promise, dear, I'm almost home. Do I live reflections on the road? Promise, dear, I'm almost home. Dear, I'm almost home. Down the street, so many looked at me. He looked at me and it turned his head. Pointed back in, and I said, "Boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie." Met a girl from the 414. She was looking for something more. So up to these, they don't sell. Right back in. What the preacher say? He closed the Bible and he raised his head. And as I turned my ear, he said, "Bogus, bogus, 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 bogus."
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks to Dennis Graham for coming on. Appreciate that. This band is going to be playing at Kewaskum, right down tonight at the Foundry. Stuzy from Wausau, Max Inc. Radio.
I'm tired of being on the run from everything that I want. Let's blow this joint. Sky high, never to return. Just you wait till I'm fitting in these medium t-shirts. You are the only one that makes me feel anything at all. You are the only one that makes me believe anything at all. I'm beat red, trying hard, but I'm bad at playing pretend. I hide my narcissistic tendencies behind the fakest smile. I'm tired, I'm spent, I've done everything I can to make myself believe that I can keep on going. You are the only one.
Blame It on Kane and Blush on Max Inc. Radio. Stick around. We got a double dip of brand new Cashbox Kings that you have not heard. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.